Thursday, February 9th, 5-4-3-2-1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. February USDA reports. USDA reconfirmed its opinion that South America will produce very large crops and that U.S. demand consumption has not stepped up to reduce supply to make significant reductions in carryovers. Wheat was an exception to the latter. USDA boosted corn industrial and ethanol usage by 35 million bushel, reducing the U.S. corn carryover by a similar amount to 2.32 billion bushel. USDA left both Argentine and Brazilian corn production unchanged at 36.5 and 86.5 million metric ton, respectively. World-ending corn stocks were reduced 3.4 million metric ton to 217.6, likely from higher usage in China, where most of the world's ending stocks are located. Funds have been buying, which is a good thing, but not all the water they have poured into the bucket stays there as basis leaks. So even when futures climb, the farmers don't get it all. The bottom line is that we have a glut of corn in this country. Much of it is still owned by farmers in first hands, and South America has stepped up to grow more. Farmers are waiting for some sign from heaven that the corn market has stopped going up. The future rests in the hands of the funds. There was a technical failure Thursday. Despite aggressive soybean export sales and loadings, the USDA passed on the opportunity to increase their export total. They left the soybean balance sheet unchanged for the crush and exports, along with a 420 million bushel carryover when the trade expected 407. USDA left Brazil's soybean crop estimate at 104 million metric ton, while CONAB increased their estimate to 105.6 million metric tons. USDA did reduce their estimate of Argentine production 1.5 million metric ton to 55.5. Strong U.S. exports can be attributed to some inventory building from world buyers to get as many beans on the books as they can before trade confrontations commence. The larger the South American production, the more cushion the world buyers have to avoid U.S. purchases if they deem that necessary. USDA reduced world soybean ending stocks to 80.6 million metric ton. Wheat had better news with USDA reducing the U.S. carryover 47 million bushel to 1.139 billion by boosting exports. World wheat ending stocks fell by 4.7 million metric ton to 248.6 million. The bad news is that global wheat stocks are 248.6 million metric ton. The U.S. is doing its share to reduce wheat stocks, but record low wheat acreage here will be shifted to something else. The Enzo is moving back in the direction of El Nino again, which typically benefits plains wheat, but it is not likely to get into any force by spring to have a significant impact. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3-2-1. China trade barriers on ethanol and DDGs. On January 20th, Max Baucus was released from duty as ambassador to China. Often, new administrations allow serving ambassadors to continue until new ambassadors are confirmed for continuity. But the Trump administration let them go. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad was nominated for the post in Beijing and is a great choice, but he has to go through the confirmation process, so there is no serving ambassador in the interim. A Foreign Service official, David Rank, is the deputy chief of the U.S. mission. David can speak several languages fluently, but not the language of ethanol that Branstad is fluent in. China in recent days has placed tariffs blocking U.S. ethanol imports and has increased duties on DDGs, the byproduct of the ethanol process, having the same effect. And what looks like coincidental timing for the newly appointed ambassador to China from an ethanol state. It would be possible to read an insult into that, though it would seem to make no sense. The tariffs and duties are unjustifiable trade barriers, which play into Trump's narrative on unfair trade with China. One line of the logic would be that China, and also Mexico, knows that the rural Midwest and farmers were big Trump supporters, so the tariffs and duties are likely a message sent, knowing that pressure would be put on the administration. Did anyone say soybean exports? They read that right, as the Renewable Fuels Association, Growth Energy, and U.S. Grains Council have asked the president to urgently address the offending tariffs and duties. I am uncomfortable about this getting further down the road without our ambassador being in place. First of all, Iowa Governor Branstad doesn't have to be brought up to speed on these issues because they're personal to him. China's ethanol and DDG barriers are in context part of something bigger. Word has been that daughter Ivanka and her husband, Jared, have visited the Chinese embassy and had discussions with the Chinese ambassador to the United States on undisclosed topics. I would bet that ethanol and DDGs did not come up. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.